The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
It's time for the Music of the Year with John Cadell and Larissa Nolan, who of course do our music every week. But I'm going to indulge myself as well. I'm picking some of my favourites of the year. And I'm going to start with my favourite album of the year, The Carters. And this is From Everything Is Love, the track Apeshit. I love it. I didn't expect to love that album, but it has become the most played that I had in recent months.
Yeah.
What do you think of it?
I don't like the way Beyonce and Jay-Z live their life out in the public gaze. I am uncomfortable with it.
Makes for great music.
I don't like the way that everything is up for discussion in their music. I don't like it. As a married couple, I think there are things...
They're bickering in public.
You should just keep certain things to yourself.
They're even selling their bickering. More
yeah,
to the point,
that's,
isn't
and
it?
That's what they've been doing. They've been, you know, they've been monetizing the tabloid headlines about Jay-Z cheating, and I'm just queasy about it.
Yeah, I never really like that when husband and wife teams get together, or husband drags in
unless
the wife.
It's like
John and Yoko.
Well, no, I was thinking more heart to heart.
Yeah, well, they're a bit like the Bill and Hillary Clinton, aren't they? Of music,
yeah,
music world.
Just, they're just a bit.
Washing their dirty laundry in public.
But they say like the best sign of a healthy relationship is no sign of it on social media. So
that's me. I'm in a good place then. I'm imagining Matt going along in his hydraulic car, or whatever it's called, bouncing along the street, going oh da hey da hoo da hey, doing all the rap. Is that what you do?
Put Ivan in the passenger seat with his baseball cap.
You know, it surprised me how much I've enjoyed it, how much I keep going back to it. I really just. It's a fantastic album.
I was really surprised by that single. It was absolutely brilliant.
Yeah, it was. It was. And yeah, I mean, I just can't separate them and their shtick from the music, unfortunately. But I mean, you can't really argue with those.
Larissa, what's your first choice?
So my number. Are we doing a 5-4-3-2-1?
Well,
I just go right to the one.
No, because we may run out of time. So let's start.
Okay, so we'll go
number
to the one. Probably no surprise. I've been going on about them all year. It's The Villagers, The Art of Pretending to Swim.
And our track is A Trick of the Light.
Spilling over, crashing on the ground. I can't see what's around me, but soon I'll come around. My faith is in the bounds of a million tiny words, so I return to silence. And if I see a sign in the sky tonight, no one's gonna tell me it's a trick of the light. May never come, but I'm willing to wait. What can I say? I'm a man of faith. And there's an ocean in my body, and there's a river in my soul, and I'm crying.
Yeah, that is lovely.
That's
actually
a great song.
It's great. I think in this album, Conor O'Brien seems to have it all worked out. The message in this album to me is one of acceptance. He seems to. It's just kind of flowing through the whole album. This kind of empowerment of the message of acceptance, and he's. I just feel like that he's all worked out. But it's like I think I was saying this to you before. Like when you can get this thing in your head, an electroencephalogram to check your your brain activity. And when I hear that song, it just does something to my head. And I think that's the key to that song. There's one point in it at about 2 minutes where it just soars into this beautiful wonderful place. And it's a long time since I've heard anything that good from Irish music.
John, you approve of that choice?
Yeah, I love Villagers. I think Conor O'Brien is getting better and better as a songwriter all the time. And yeah, great album.
Yeah, it's real progress.
Okay, listener comments coming in. One listener giving out to me, how could I be a fan of Rush and then like that rap pop? I have very wide and disparate tastes. And then, in relation to what you said about them, wasn't John giving out recently about a female artist saying that we didn't know anything about her personal life?
True, yeah, a good
point. I know,
point.
Yeah.
But that's the other extreme.
Inherent contradictions.
Well,
eh?
No, it's not. No, it's like they're the two extremes. There's like Jess Glynn, of whom we know nothing, and Beyonce and Jay-Z, of whom we know everything. And somewhere in the middle is where things should be in my head.
Yeah, listeners anyway, suggest Paul Weller, True Meanings. That didn't make the cut. Your first choice.
Lumpin' Dad Rock. Speaking of Lumpin' Dad Rock, one of my favourite albums of the year, Paul McCartney's Egypt Station.
I don't think we have that track lined up, unfortunately. No, we have not enough room for all the tracks that you've picked. So you got to go from, I know you haven't done them in order, but out of your top three there that you have on your list.
No, I want to talk about McCartney.
Well, you can talk about him, then we can
play
the music.
Well,
I'm going to talk about him.
Let's talk about him.
Yeah,
and it's a great album.
It's a great album. It's it's vulnerable McCartney at times in this album.
Ooh, my favorite McCartney.
Yeah, he's one of my. That's one of my favorite McCartneys as well. He's like he does the whole like wacky thumbs aloft thing, and he has you know he's winking and his usual sort of like nothing bothers Paul. But then throughout this album, there are songs where he's questioning his take on things, where he's sort of. He's worried on this album, and I'm delighted to see the veil slip slightly because you know he does do the whole you know the cute Beatle thing. He still has the whole I'm Paul McCartney thing, but I like seeing him vulnerable. I like seeing the vulnerable side of McCartney.
Egypt Station is the thing.
Egypt Station. Hey,
the listener who suggested Paul Weller, who you dissed.
Yeah,
Conor O'Brien apparently plays in that Paul Weller album. Well, the same listener says
so. Lumpin' Dad Rock with Child.
Your next choice, please, Larissa.
I'm going to pick a Dublin band called Strand, and they have an album called Can't Stop the Rain. There's a track on it I love called Country Where You Came From.
Let's hear it.
The country that you came from is gone. I suffered a heart attack. Broken its back in a backlash. Country that you came from is gone. Left on a hate train. Never coming home like I stayed again. And mama, don't you wish for it. Mama, don't you wish for it. Mama, don't you wish. Something that you're made from is wrong. Did I have to tell you that? Did you have to steal it back?
Oh, that is actually lovely.
Love that.
It's gorgeous, and I got the title wrong. It's Can't Trust the Rain. There's the name of the album. But that's Neil Toner Jr. And I think this album for me, it's probably the one that I just kept putting on continuous play. And you know the kind of album that you stick in the car and you just leave it on there. It's one of these albums that grows on you. That song in particular is lovely. He's kind of like, I think his singing sounds a bit like Evan Dando to me. I'm a big fan of the Lemonheads. But it's I think the best description of it is kind of country, psychedelic country or country psychedelia, something like that. Anyway, it's a really excellent album and gets better with time.
Declan Wexford says, Father John Misty's album, it's fast becoming my album of the year. And the good news is you have God's favourite customer as one on your list, John.
Yeah, I didn't do mine in order because I just couldn't decide. I can't decide if Father John Misty's album is better than like McCartney's. But anyway, God's favourite customer. His fourth album as Father John Misty, of course, Josh Tillman is the real name. He was in the overrated Fleet Foxes for a few years. But this is just another great album, hot on the heels of Like Comedy from 2017. Less than a year later, he follows it up with another absolutely brilliant album. I love his lyrics. He does divide people. He is a very divisive sort of figure in music, but I love the piano on this album. I love his lyrics. It's sort of like his sort of lazy delivery, but it's brilliant.
The track we're taking is Mr. Tillman.
Mr. Tillman, good to see you again. There's a few outstanding charges. Just before we check you in, let's see here. You left your passport in the mini fridge and the message with the desk says, hear the picture.
future isn't his, it all just a reminder about our policy. Don't leave your mattress in the rain. You sleep on the balcony, okay, did you and your guests have a pleasant stay? What a beautiful tattoo that young man had on his face. And oh, will you need a driver out to Philly? Jason Isbell's here as well. He seemed a little worried about you. I'm feeling good.
Okay, that's another one of John Cadell's choices for the John Misty God's Favourite Customer. I am, before we go to the break, taking my second choice because it's an album you predicted to me that I would stop listening to, John, because you think it was... You did, you said I'd get fed up with it.
You did stop listening to it and then you started again.
Again, yeah. And it's not just despite you. The Arctic Monkeys, Tranquility Base Hotel and Casino. This track, 4 out of 5.
Way, start your free trial today. Come on in the waters, lovely look. You could meet someone you like. You're in the meat of your strike. It is that easy. Lunar surface on a Saturday night, dressed up in silver and white, with colored old grey whistle test lights. Take it easy for a little while. Come and stay with us. Such an easy flight.
I love that
song. I'm glad
song.
They got
and
that album,
the album
out of their system now. I'm glad now.
Yeah, I have to say, Matt, I was very disappointed with that album. And we haven't even talked about this before. It's such a touchy subject. I've been holding that back from you.
Alan in Kildare says, so far the lists are a cruise to snooze. It's all music for hipsters stroking their beards, drinking their craft beers.
What,
gin.
McCartney, from the biggest band there has ever been, is now a hipster's...
And the Carters, are they hipsters?
Come on.
Maybe they are.
Okay, Owen says MGMT's Little Dark Age was the best album this year, in the year that hasn't been great for albums. I'd agree, it actually hasn't been great for albums. I found it difficult when I was going through my choices as well. My number 5 choice, we're not going to get to hear any of it, is American Utopia from David Byrne. And as one listener says, brilliant album reinforced by one of the best live experiences ever. Byrne delivers musically, lyrically and visually. Everyone I know who was at the David Byrne gig said it was astonishingly good.
Yeah, I heard the same, yeah.
They really, really loved it. Okay, your third choice is, Larissa?
Mine is Irish Band. Again, I'm doing all Irish. I'm letting John have the international and yourselves. Is The Academic and their debut album, which is called Tales from the Back Seat.
This track is different. Okay, The Academic, that is a cracking track called Different from Tales from the Backseat. Your next pick, John, please.
I'm going to go for Tracy Thorn and her album from very early this year, I think in February or so. It's called Record.
Yeah, I downloaded that in your recommendation and I couldn't really get into it.
I can't bear her at all. She's completely been taken over by cultural politics and it's just seeping into everything she does. I used to love Tracy Thorn.
What do you
can't
mean,
stand her now.
Politics?
She's guardianed up to the eyeballs. She's just unbelievable.
Well, what, how is that her fault?
Oh, it's just everything. What do you mean, how is that
her fault? That she's her decision.
What is?
It's her music. If she's decided to go...
She's too agenda-driven. I think it's affecting her creative output.
I actually think it's the best solo album she's ever recorded.
There you go.
Well, yeah. Let's hear Sister.
Let's.
That's that.
That's you don't like Tracy. That, no?
No, I listened to it and I really sort of fell asleep listening to it. Okay, I'm going to lift the tempo a little bit. Jeez. My third choice, and this is certainly more from the charts, it's Christine and the Queens. I think
yep.
Chris
is
yeah.
an excellent album, and this is Girlfriend. Chris. Album is cracking.
It's great
well.
And it brings a great bit of Gaelic style to 2018. Mm. Definitely needed that.
Okay, we won't have time to play any more tracks. We better go through our other selections. My last one is Eamon Dunes. Freedom is the album.
Okay.
And it's a cracking, tough, rough. Pretty sure they played a crack track out of that. Listener here says, soundtrack to A Star Is Born. Can't really have a soundtrack as an album of the year, can you?
Yeah, if it's original music,
I think
of course
it's,
you can,
it's
yeah.
coming up top in a lot of the polls, but I couldn't stand any of that stuff. I thought it was really cliched, awful stuff, really bad move by Lady Gaga. That's the Lady Gaga.
Yeah.
Yes.
I thought that was really embarrassingly bad.
The movie or the music?
The music from it. Yeah. I was expecting a lot from it because she's one of my favourite singers, brilliant vocalist. I thought that was awful, cliched, uninspired claptrap.
Okay. Okay, your other picks, ones that you didn't get a chance to mention, John?
Oh, yeah, Elvis quickly. Costello, Look Now, his first album with the Imposters, a.k.a. The Attractions Minus One, in about 14 years. It's Elvis Costello back to his best. Yeah, Burt Bacharach's on it, but we can sort of get over that. There's a co-write there with Carole King, and he's just sounding great and sounding like doing...
And quickly, your other one?
Oh, sorry, yeah.
I'm trying to get you to hurry up, come on.
Hookworms and Microshift is the name of the album. They've broken up now. But it's a great album.
Okay, and your other picks, Larissa, please.
Speaking of Imposters, yeah, we could Coroner's album. I think this might be their fourth album at this stage, called Imposters. And also, definitely, we can't forget to mention Jinx Lennon, who released yeah. another brilliant album this year called Grow a Pair. What a message to the nation. Yeah. Jinx telling us what we should need to do again.
Okay.
And we should listen.
Yeah, we should listen to Jinx. Listen to Jinx Lennon.
Yeah.
Okay. You're coming back to us later in the week, aren't you? Because what you're going to do is you're going to look through the best gigs to look forward to in 2019, and there are so many, and it's not just the big ones in the summer. There's a lot of good stuff coming up in the next few months as well, so yeah. we'll do our recommendations or your recommendations of what to go to in 2019 later in the week. As for now, Larissa Nolan, John Cadell, thank you very much for joining us here on The Last Word on Today FM.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.